Hi, welcome to The Government Episode 1, and my name is Kayla, and today we will be comparing the similarities and the differences between the structure of the federal government and the structure of Georgia's government. So, first off, we will be talking about the executive branch. For Georgia, the governor is the head of government for the state of Georgia, and it's just like the president, he is allowed to serve 2 4-year terms, and there's also something I'd probably call like a lieutenant governor, and he is similar to the vice president, but they call him the vice governor. He is the president of the state senate and becomes governor if the governor has to like leave the office or dies, which is very similar to the vice president, and like if he would have to fulfill the president's duties if he had to leave office. And that is it for that section. And moving on to the Constitution, the Georgia Constitution took effect in 1882, and the federal Constitution was ratified in 1787. The Georgia Constitution and the federal Constitution both have a Bill of Rights, so they both consist of a bill that says all citizens have rights in the U.S. And they both have amendments, but the U.S. Constitution has 7 articles, while the Georgia Constitution has 11. In Georgia's Constitution, education is a really big focus, but in the U.S. Constitution, it's not even mentioned, which would make sense, though, because Georgia is a lot smaller than the whole U.S., and they focus on smaller things. But moving on to the legislative branch, Georgia has what is called the Georgia General Assembly, and that consists of the State Senate and the House of Representatives. And the State Senate has 56 members, and the House of Representatives has 180 members. But in the federal government, they have way more. They have, in the House of Representatives, they have 435 members, and they represent congressional district, and the Senate consists of 100 members, which each has no term limit, but the terms are only 2 years each, I believe, so that's why. And that all would make sense because Georgia is smaller than the whole U.S., like we mentioned before. Anyways, next we will talk about the judicial court, and Georgia has only one court of appeals, and the federal government has 4 different courts of appeals. And in Georgia, there are 6 different courts, and in federal court, there are way more. Finally, we'll just end with talking about tax revenues, and the federal government has a lot more revenue to control, so they have a lot more branches of tax revenue in many places for it to go than Georgia's, because Georgia only has its citizens contributing their tax revenue. And this goes to mainly education and maintaining the city. And that will be it. So thank you for listening to my podcast about comparing the similarities and differences between the structure of the federal government and the structure of Georgia's government. I'm Kayla, and you have finished the Government Podcast Episode 1.